Hi, this is Sasha Lydiard from the UK. From Europe to the US and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to the first episode of this new edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. In this edition, I'm going to be answering your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. This is episode QA001. So yes, I'm now doing a short Q&A podcast Monday through Friday, except for Thursdays, which will still be my regular show with interviews and specific topics and all that fun stuff. But you know what happened? I was getting so many great questions, and I thought it might be fun for me and fun and hopefully good for you to have short clips to learn from, store in your arsenal for future use, and we'll see how it goes. And you can certainly leave me your comments over at jackiealmer.com/QA001. That's in question answer 001. So I hope you enjoy this edition. Hey, and did you know that Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass coaching is now open? Yep, visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Today's question is, I'm really trying in my business, but how do I deal with an unsupportive spouse? This is a great question. It can be a doozy. And so some questions that I always recommend, I get this question a lot, and I'm very fortunate in that personally, I've never had to deal with this in my business. My husband has always been extremely supportive, has worked the business with me at times, but at very least has always backed up my efforts, been a great cheerleader, and been very great with my family, my children, and making sure that they understood my success story and what it meant to our family and those kind of things. And I'll forever be grateful for that. So I can't totally relate, but what I can relate to is the fact that I've had numerous people in my organization and who I've coached who've had this question. So the questions that I always have the person ask themselves and would recommend you ask yourself if you're dealing with this is, does my spouse support me in most areas? What other areas does he or she not support me in? In my gut, what do I feel this lack of support is based around? Have I tried other things, spent other money, and not been successful? And if so, why was I not successful? And I always encourage you, be honest here. Did I really go all in and give it everything I had? Have there been multiple things, other opportunities, other businesses? Have I hopped around from business to business, that kind of thing? Does my spouse understand how my business works? Does my spouse understand network marketing? Or is it just a lack of education? Have you asked your spouse to sit down and go through the concept of network marketing and your business with an open mind, you know, so that they can at least have an understanding of it? You know, it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of great resources out there now that can really lend itself to adding credibility to our profession. You know, Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump wrote the book, Why We Want You to Be Rich, which has a chapter on network marketing. Robert Kiyosaki also has two other books, The Business of People Helping People and The Business of the 21st Century. Those will be over in the show notes. But, you know, those are two other books that he wrote that are specifically geared toward network marketing. So what you want to do with that is create a space where he or she, your spouse, can see beyond the hype and the propaganda that unfortunately some in our profession put on network marketing. You know, Robert Allen of Multiple Streams of Income, John Gray, who wrote the Mars Venus series, Brian Tracy, a motivational speaker. Those are just a few of big name people who are involved in network marketing and who earn an income through network marketing as one of their income streams along with what they already do. Now, another thing that you want to do is you want to make a decision, and I mean a real decision. Decide if you're all in, and if you are, then schedule a family meeting. Sit down with your spouse, or your whole family, or whatever. Sit down and share your goals, share your reasons, your heartfelt desires, and then let them know what would most be helpful from them for you, what you would most like from them, how they can support you, and what you would like to do as a family, as a team, if you will, when you start making money. Now, this has to be really heartfelt, and you have to have really truly made that firm decision that you're going to go all in. No hype, no BS, just real, raw, and committed. And then once you've presented your side, you need to just sit back and listen. Answer questions, and whatever you do, don't get defensive. See, most often the breakdown is in communicating effectively. You know, it's the whole he said, she said, and everyone assumes this and lots of different things like that. But when you can sit down and share what it is you intend to do, your reasons why, your goals, acknowledge any previous failures that you've had where you maybe dropped the ball or whatever's going on, just be really upfront and honest, and you'll be amazed at how that might change the whole situation. I encourage you to write out a business plan that's based around your actions and activities and what you intend to do, because that's all you can control. But, and here is the very big but, be ready to commit to that plan 100% and share with them that you're ready to commit to it. Don't be just a talker, because talk is cheap. Be an action taker. I do promise you this, when you can show them the money, things can begin to change dramatically. Now, not for everyone. Sometimes there's a much deeper issue beyond it. But for most, success in the form of monetary compensation has a way of turning the biggest of skeptics into happy believers, including your spouse. So I wish you the best of luck. You know, listen to this again if you need to. Really sit down and have a heart-to-heart with yourself first. Make sure that you're very committed and what your commitment level is. Draw out that business and action plan. Sit down with them and have some good communication. And let us know where that goes. All right, so that's it. This is going to be a short show that's really going to be no more than 5 to 12 minutes, I would say, on a regular basis. And if you have a question, you can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. And hey, if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.